Unfortunately, the child doesn't understand me any better, so he has to explain it to him that way. But if he understands more, so then you don't tell him we are breeding like the black people in America. So, before Lincoln, that's the way it has to be explained to them Kippish, what I mean, but to them Chochem, it is not to be explained that way. So, Mele, so, Yitziacho, Son, Mitzrayim, Tavnes, Rikim, Alor, Azeh. So, the purpose of this year's Mitzrayim is Kabbalah Sator. And the Rambam in Erem Buchem explains the mitzvah of Sfira, even though, I mean, we count it as to the Emer, but he explains in Erem Buchem because it represents the days in the beginning between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. Yitziacho Esom Mitzrayim Tavdun Esorikim Al Hor Hazeh. And so Matan Torah, when did Matan Torah begin? So without an exception of Sakosuf, I would say Yochum Rishchedesh, Tamudleim Leim Mahu. Only because there is an extra Zer Sakosuf. So that means that once the mitzvah Rishenosh and Stavu Yisroel took place, then it's not Noteir of Mischach Alocho, and Jews couldn't have any tzibui. But that took place prior to Kabbalah, to Matan Torah. When did Matan Torah take place? The beginning of Matan Torah took place in Mitzrayim with the revelation of Achidish Azelachem. So Meile, that's why more that was already after the Ascholah of Matan Torah. That was already after Mitzrayim, after Achidish Azelachem. So Meile, they had to be Mitzvah in new understandings. All human beings, not Jews, they are Mitzvah. Because they didn't have the Kabbalah Sator, they didn't have the Matan Torah. But the Jews already had the beginning of Matan Torah with the revelation of Achim Zerachem. So they wouldn't be bound by Zionism Neah on the count of the Tzibu that was given to Adam to Neah. So it had to be revealed, the new to them. So that's why Sheva Mitzvah Neah and Dinim, extra Dinim, and Shabbos, and Kibbutz. So Mele, that means, now, there are certain things, that means, that now Gezel is one of the Zionists in the Mea. Gezel is one of the Zionists in the Mea. And Gneve is also one of the Zionists in the Mea. Gneve's Nefoshes is also one of the Zionists in the Mea. Gezel Nefoshes is also one of the Zionists in the Mea. Also one of Zion's in there. Now, in what commandment are all these Gezel Momin, Gnevis Momin, Gezel Nefoshes, Gnevis Nefoshes, they are all comprised within the Issar of Gezel. So the Issar of Gezel is very broad. It includes the Issar of Gnevis Momin, the Issar of Gezel Momin, the Issar of Gnevis Nefoshes, the Issar of Gezel Nefoshes, Ishik Shasoche. That's in the Din Meir. So the Issar Gezel of Neach is much broader than the Issar Gezel of the Sixer. The Issar Gezel of the Sixer does not imply an Issar of Neves Nefoshes. Just of Gezel Moment, not of Neves Nefoshes. Mashiach in the Issar Gezel of Neach is much broader. Much broader. But that means if somebody gazels, a Yisrael, if he gazels, he is either two Yisrael. First of all, he is either the Issar of the Sixer, invasion, and then since the Jews were on the start of the moral and Esa Mitzvahs and Zionism in Neach, so they were on the start of the moral and the Issar Gezel of the Zionism in Neach also. The same Issar Gezel as the Issar Gezel of Neach, except that vis-a-vis the Jews, it had to be revealed anew, because Nit Noteo Mishach Aloha. But it's the same Issar Gezel. So when a Jew gazels, he's either two Issar, he's either the Issar of the Sixer, invasion, and he's also either the Issar of Gezel of Neneach, that was Nitztavu Moro, that it was Nitztavu Moro. The same thing is true of Kibbutz Avein. If one is not the Chabid Avein, so So he says that two Yisroel, not only Kabbos Adichos Smecho Vassel Sadibres, but also the Kibud Abayim that was established in Noah too. The same is true of Kibud Abayim also, and the Shabbos too. But he says that two Yisroel. Now, Leisignif implies an Issa against Miras Nefoshes. Leisignif implies an Issa against Gezel Mamim. Leisignifu implies an Issa against Gneiras Mamim. How about Gezel Nefoshes? If somebody, instead of kidnapping, if he kidnaps a human being, so he's able to Leisignif, suppose he doesn't kidnap, he just gazels in Nefesh. He just gazels in Nefesh. Like the Hapas in Tsar's Vosh, they used to, the Hapas, the snatchers, they used to come into a Jewish home and snatch away a child and bring him to the Tsar. Not the Tsar Mamesh, I mean they brought it to the generals of the Tsar's family. So they didn't kidnap, it was done openly, they didn't kidnap. Were they in there? Leisignif? No, they won't be Leisignif. Leisignif is only when it's done Darav Neve. If it's not done Darav Neve, if it's done openly, you're not Chayiv Leisignif. In if Nefesh M'Korei, so it's Chayiv Chenech. But only if in if Nefesh M'Korei. But Gezel Nefesh M'Korei is not Chayiv Leisignif. So that means that what comes within a lot of Leisignif, Neve's Nefesh, not Gezel Nefesh. Does that mean that even when he's having gasoline and nefesh, the hapas were not such terrible people? Of course they were terrible. The hapas. I mean, which Issa were they there? So they were there, the Issa of Gezel of Meach, and the Israel are also Mitzubim, and the Issa of Gezel of Meach, because they were Mitzubim more, Mitzubim more, for the Issa of that Issa. But for being Issa of that Issa, you're not high Issa. You hide Issa only if you are Eveya. The Issa of the Signet, the Sars Adivas, that is only Shayach when you kidnap. But if you gather in Nefesh, you're not Eveya Issa. You're not Chayim Issa. But the Issa of Eveya, the Issa of Gezel. And I mentioned that in connection with the Gemara in Dushin, if Issa Issa Sifastea, until Issa Shish. So we have a special Zer Sakos of the letter of Sifastea applies to Issa Shish. So this is the kashe, but a nishes la'akum, why do we need a special posit that it applies to the shishis? But habor al ishes nochri, so it's not chayv nisim. Kina fishes ishes reil prat le ishes nochri, so why do we need a special posit? So this says, even though by ishes ish nochri, so there is no iser. But the Issa of the Dova Bishti, the Radiations Chaverei, that applies to the Israel in Zanet, with the Nations Akum. So besides the Issa of Akum, so is either the Issa of Shish, which Issa of Shish, not the Sima, but the Issa of Shish of the Dova Bishti, the Radiations Chaverei. Now the Pasik of the Dova Bishti, the Radiations Chaverei, that's the Pasik we got in the Yach. The Gemara Sanhedrin and the Jews from this posit that the Meach is Mitzvah Arayis. Arayis is Shish, no other Arayis. So what application does it have to Israel? The answer is because of this Gemara. Because Asor, Esa Mitzvah is not in Israel anymore. Zayin is in Meach, the Sifra Aleyem Dinim, Kibudah, Ben Shabbos. So the Yisrael of Yishishi, Shavidah, and Bishop, Yishishabirei, was revealed new to Yisrael more. So the same Yisrael of Dovah Bishter Vishas Chaveirei, the Jews were mitzvah, not because of the Tzivu to Odom of Dovah Bishter Vishas Chaveirei, but because of the Tzivu no. So that means, if somebody is Dovah Shishish Yisrael, he's also able to Yisrael. He's able to Yisrael of Yisrael, and he's able to Yisrael of Dovah Bishter Vishas Chaveirei, that is the same Nisar as Mineya. So Mineya, and I said, when we discussed the union of Pelegesh, that if somebody is Nisar with the Pelegesh, he will be able to Nisar über diese, aber da war die Stimme nicht, habe ich ja gedacht, ich habe doch eine Frage. Because that, diese Offizienhof ist based upon Mischus und Fisch, aber diese Offizienhof ist nicht, habe ich nicht. In der Szene ist ja, was ich bin eher, denn eher, wie heißt noch Mischus und Fisch? So eben, ein Mischus, ein Mischus, ein Mischus, so eben Galaxius, so ich sehe da, das ist ja. Na, as far as the issues of the Ulas Baum, that by the Neah is concerned, how does it terminate? How does the Raman say? How does it terminate? It will. By either spouse, if one spouse decides to terminate the relationship for good, so then the issues is terminated. As far as some melee vis-a-vis the Issa, of the Dovah Dishti Vodishis Havere, even in respect to Jews. So get that could be terminated in the same way as the Isha of the Neach is terminated. So let's say Kalevish. There is an Isha of the Dovah Dishti Havere. So in order to be Machia the Isha of the Dovah Dishti Havere, I have to give her a get? No, you won't have to give her a get. So that relationship, the key and Isha of the Kalevish that the Melach has in the Kalevish, could be terminated, as it were, by the Melach, just telling her orally that he doesn't want her in the Garsha, without giving her a get. Only the issues that is grounded in Gushin and Suin, that requires a get to terminate. But the issues that is grounded in Bula's Baal, Chupo without Gushin, we explain the Rambam Shite in regard to Yesh Chupo Ritzulis, without Dushin, so what kind of a king is? There's the king Ishes of Galaxias. So not only Melech has a king Ishes, even Hedith also. Only Melech is allowed, and the Hedith is not allowed. But the same king Ishes, even a Hedith has Nikolagesh. So that king Ishes, that a Hedith has Nikolagesh, could be terminated in the same way as the Ishes of the Melech. By will, if he decides to send away. Some male, Basheba was married to a real. So she was an issue. So there was an issue's relationship that was grounded in Gush. That issue's relationship terminated through the get. Even though the get was a legal device in order to accommodate the women, that in case her husband doesn't appear, so she should be able to get married. Doesn't matter why the get was given. What difference did it make? The get was given, and that was the das of the husband to divorce her if he doesn't return by a certain time from the battlefield. So that relationship terminated. And so mainly in the case of Basheba, since she had a get, so she was not a sotik ishishish in respect to the isha ishishish that emanates from the posik of the sin, because she had a get without conditions. But there was another ishish relationship, the ishish relationship of Jula's part, and by Yisrael and Mitzute and that Yisrael of Dovah Dishti Vodishis Chaveri just with the Neacha. And that Yisrael is not grounded in a Kiyanishis that is grounded in Vishnu. So that's grounded in the Kiyanishis of Bura's Baal of Chupe without Vishnu. So what does it mean, Ishes? Because it's a common law wife. What do you mean, a common law wife? What's the definition of a common law wife? In other words, if men and women live together as husband and wife, and wife, and he considers her as his wife without any act of wish. So that's Galaxius, that's Yehud, that's Chupa without wish. Now, he gave her a get, so when somebody gives a get to his wife, and his intention is not to be married to her for good, he doesn't want her, so the male that get, so not only does it terminate the Isha's relationship that is grounded in the Kedushin, but it definitely terminates the Isha's relationship that is grounded in the Chuppah, in the fact that she and she want to be husband and wife, because she doesn't want to be husband and wife. So is the get gone up and can an old declaration, I don't want you. I don't want to be your husband. Of course not. It's not God. Mashiach in the case where he gives a get is because when he hopes against hope that when he comes back again from the Muhammad, so he'll join us. So Mele. So insofar as the vicious relationship that is grounded in Vishnu's concern, what difference does it make what his intentions are? She gave her a get, so that terminated the issues that was grounded in vision. Even though his intention is to join her, and he knows that he's coming back. Suppose he knows he's coming back. There's no doubt that he's coming back. She's still in the Russia. She's not in the Russia. Let's say, suppose he's this kind of a soldier who has a lot of political clout and he's not going to be sent in any place of Sakone. So he knows, he's sure that he will come back. He will not come back. But he also will be getting his wife. And the quality of the time it was without conditions, she's not in the Russia. But as far as the vicious relationship that is grounded not in the vision, but in the hope without vision, the fact that they want to be husband and wife, to live together permanently, is concerned. So, does that vicious relationship terminate? It depends. What will happen? Will he come back or he will not come back? If it will be determined that he will not come back, so that was his decision to terminate the original relationship because of the sakana. But if it will be determined, if it could be determined that he will come back, and her intention is to live together as husband and wife, so Mimele, that Isha's relationship did not terminate yet. But who knows whether it will be determined that he'll come back and they'll live together as husband and wife or not. Then no one knows. So it's a separate decision. So that's why he says Bitsine. In other words, they did it, you know, clandestinely, and they didn't want anybody to know because they wanted, and they wanted to continue the relationship together. But in case Chas v'Shalom, one does not come back, so he didn't want her to remain in Agune. So he gave her a get. So as far as the vicious relationship that is bounded in Dushin is concerned, so there was not a Sophic Yishishish. But as far as the Yishishish that is grounded in the Aloch of Gula's Baal of Chukah without Dushin, that was a Sophic Yishishish. Because in case he will come back, and their intention is to live together as husband and wife, so Mele never terminated. That Isha's relationship never terminated. So she was a Sophic Yishishish in regard to the Yisrael of Tidobat Bishtil Rishis Haveri, not in regard to the Yisrael of Rishis. Oh, sorry. Okay. The time is now. Okay.
It tells us in Gittin, it says when he gives the get, he has to take the wife out of the house too. It's not enough just to give the get, the yotz.
Yeah, you get yashin.
Not a get yashin, but what? The yotz are, he darshins the yotz are that she has to go out, but if she doesn't know she got the get,
So one Russian is because it was Bainus. And the second Russian is because she was not an Ishishish. She was a Pnuya, she was a Goshi. Now, the question is, are there two shares in the Gemara at all? I mean, this is the Roposhut, that when she's not a solid Baal, she's not a solid Baal. She's not a solid Baal. And Mele, so since she was a Nusso, so Mele, she was not a sure to Ovio, so she was not a sure to Dovi either. She's not a sure to Dovi either. Because the halacha is kishim she'asur lebaal kach asur lebaal. So the isa lebaal is contingent upon the isa lebaal. The other way, the converse, so is not so pashut, because we see from Rabbi Tam that ishishish shezinso ishishisroel shezinso inochri. So Rabbi Tam says that she's muteras lebeil after the beil was misgaya, and the beil is gaya, and why? Because simra susim is a mosom, and from all the shame except the meal, it appears they say it. They say it in so many words that hametam would be made that in respect to the baal she has sort of the amishness and ferocious. The Miri is the only one who says that according to Abnatam, she would be Muteres the Bailo also. How about the Mishnah? So he said, apparently, according to Abnatam, according to the Miri, Pshat and Abnatam, so all these Mishnahs, so only Midrabunan she's a so. But Midraisa she's Muteres. But all the other Mishnahs say that Midraisa should be a so Libao. But Libael she's Muteres. So that's the converse. So according to Tam, there could be a situation, a case, where Libal she's Asuro, and Libael she's Muteres. But the opposite, even Rabbi Tam would be made, is not Shayach, that she should be Muteres to Libal, and still be Asuro Libael, so that even Rabbi Tam would be made. Even Rabbi Tam would be made. So Mele. So why does the Gemara here mention to Lishenes the boy saying that you heard Omar Rab Shmuel ben Achmei Rab Yenesel, because Basheva was not an Eishishish, she was a Pnuya, she was a Gurusha. Even if she had been an Eishishish, she still would be with us. Now, I think with this, we can answer a certain kasha against Rambam. Now, there's a Gemara in Yevamos, the bottom holy kashe pituk tano emisi. Jesus mentioned it. Taftes, that in other words, that when a ktano is mizane, even the rotzen, it's also considered famous, and she's materas the Bible. And the same Gemara is mentioned, I think, in the Bomez of the Machalef also, Bomez of the Gimel. In Samachal, yeah, just before the Mishnah, Yehoche Yisrael Name, so the Gemara says, Pitu Ktano Einesu, Veines Bi Yisrael Mishashon. So there are two Gemoras, that Pitu Ktano Einesu. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Samachtes, says, the Gemara mentions the Cheshman, that at the time of the incident of Basheva, so Basheva was 8 years old, that's all. So she was Ichtana. So Mele, when the Gemara says Einesave, the Gemara doesn't mean Einesave bin Tziesis. It's not mentioned in Tanakh that it was Beines, it's not mentioned. So it was the same. But al pidin is anus, because of the halacha of pitu ktano anusu. So it's not mamish anus. It's a din anus. Of course, if the ktano is a ktano of 3 years old, who has no dasis yet, so who is not capable, you know, of giving consent, so then it's been tzias anus. So we don't have to resort to a special halacha of pitu ktano anus. But the halacha of pitu ktano anus, even if she's 11 years old, if she's not in Bela, so al pidin it's considered as anus. Like all the halachas of cotton, let's say kiyonim, that the das is no das, the das. So it's a dinin. If, let's say, she's a ktana of 3 years old, 4 years old, who doesn't have das, but tzias, so of course it's anus. So, but the dinonus is not such a double portion. So there's the two chains in the Gemara. So the first loshin in the Gemara says, Hosomenus up. In other words, that there is a loch of Pitukhtan Enesu, even though Bumtsias is not Enes. So, but Al Pedin is considered Enes, and she deserves the Bailo. People you say, meh. No. That even Khtano, even Tsias, she has that. And she has given us some consent, and it wasn't actually Beinus. So then she's a Asur Lebailo. But why was Basheba Muteres Lebailo Mele? So she was Muteres Lidovi also? Because she was a familiar, because Klaiyitim Muhammad Lidovi get his Yizlishti. So with that, we'll be able to answer the Kashe that is raised against the Rambam. The Rambam passed means that if the Ketano is Mizanesh, he's a soul of Bailo. Based on the Seite Allah Hadalit. Ktano, she is Sio Vio in Zinso Berzeno Nesval Bail. Fesh. Lifichoch Mikamulo, Lila Ashkeso, Lipislo Mixuposo, because to be Mashke Ktano is that we couldn't. And Lipislo Mixuposo, Moshe Beam. Kosova Raidezal, Vale Omru Pituktano, Einesu. Veid asroya liktano in asroya, sa'al di shayach tu mikan likna. Vein. Oh, I don't know, he says something else. Oh, vein. Vichalei biktano li nempitu lema aktano basmium eino rotsin. Veyitein es atzaat meanuso. Elo. Kulon shovin li spates. Because of that, so I mean, I don't want to go over this part of the Rai. But anyway, so the Rai is Masik and the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, the Rambam Paschal, that Pitu Ktano Labinus, but it's a Gemara in Foreshes, in Yibomis Daf Lamed Gimel, and in Yibomis Daf Samach Aleph. So the answer is, according to the Rambam, this is the two Shemis in the Gemara Hiyang Suvis. The first Loshin says that Basheba was Mutaris because of Enes, even though it wasn't Bumtzias Enes. But Basheva was 8 years old, the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Samach Tes says that. So, some male holds that, like the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel, Samach Aleph, that Pitu Ktano Enesu. But the other version that says the reason why she wasn't a soul of it was because she was not an Eshishish. Implication being, if she had been an Eshishish, then she'd be a soul. But she was a Ktano. The answer is because even though she's a Ktano, but if Bumtzias, she has Das, and she gave a Das, some Mele, she's a solid Bailo. But the reason is why she was in Teres, because she wasn't an Eshishish.
Also, and just not say that she's a gadol now. Don't say like Rashi that she's a gadol now. Say that the time of the suit.
What do you mean? Kushimazimoshani.
And that's it for the Rambam. The Tito Tana is Ratzel. So the subject by Kushim by Kumo, subject on the subject Ratzel.
Yes, sir.
So just say she's still a Tana now.
No, the Kantan, according to the Rambam, I didn't say, oh, you mean Tesis Kashi?
No, Kushi yeah. Last two months on it, Rashi says the Hapsha Vigibola. So say the Rambam says she's still Katanaba. And the Safik is Safik on it, so they work on it. And that's the proof to the Rambam that is
Rashi. Just one second. Oh, Kushim Baz Gimushonin, Kashi. Rashi doesn't agree with the Rambam.
Right.
Rashi doesn't agree with the Rambam.
Right.
So Rashi doesn't agree with the Rambam. Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Raive, the Pashtas Agmore, in Daf Lamed Gimel, that Pitu Ktana Einesu, even if she is a Ktana that tells us. So Mele Rashi says, Pusu Bazimu Shonim, but now she's a Gdela, because if now she's still Ktana, so she's not a Sura anyway.
Right. So Rambam can be approved, is when she's still at
the time. You mean a raya that Rambam mentioned, a raya from this?
That
Peter Ketana Onus, yeah. That Peter Ketana Laban is so?
No, Peter Ketana Onus, from Labanus, right.
Labanus, from this Gemara, because the Gemara says, Purusam Bas Gimushoni.
Right.
So the question is, but Peter Ketana Inesu? No, but we can say like Rashi, the Purusam Bas Gimushoni, and the Achshavi Yera, I mean, that's a very simple thing. The Achshavi Yera. The father was Mikabel Bikdushin when she was 2 years old, but now it is already 10 years later. I mean, now is the Nisuin, and the Nisuin took place, I mean, between Sobizman Chazal, there was a considerable time intervening between Bikdushin and the Nisuin, so it could have been sometimes even 10 years intervening. So I couldn't he have a situation where the father was Mikabel Kedushin when she was 2 years old, and then the Nisuin took place 10 years later when she's already a Gdeiro, and then he says Pesach Kusuach Mitzosi, so it's one Sof. So it's not right. Yes?
Would this be the only marker for the ship of Sarambah?
What? I don't know of any other mocker. I don't know of any other mocker. Do you know of another mocker? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Of course, the Rambam could have not invented. Rambam could be mocked from the fact that Tosis asked the question that there should be a double sex with an onus.
But Tosis gives a very simple teretz.
But the Rambam does not mention that teretz.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not. This teretz is very mistaber. I mean, it wouldn't be mistaber. It wouldn't be mistaber. I don't know of any Shittes HaRishonim that is chilekes on this concept of Sfek Sveike Mishemechot. That it's not a specific. That's a very reasonable sword. You see, the other shite of mishapeh is talking machlik is rishayim. So many rishayim machlik and the whole concept of specific has to be mishapeh. Soon we'll see that it takes for seer, it rejects the shite of mishapeh. But I don't know of any shite rishayim that rejects the cloud of Svek Svek and Mishemechod is in Svek Svek. So that's a very simple sword.
Kohenistam would need it then.
What?
He wouldn't need it.
All right, we'll hear it, but you can't mention Raya, because why should we say that according to Rambam, even Svek Svek and Mishemechod is considered as right. Omar Abaya from Amamitinyon, I mean, we already learned it tomorrow, but I just to go over it for the tastes. Avanamitinyon, Epsul, Nisri Mobilim, Rivielim, Hamishilei, my time in Mishma, Kure Daite, Ulimai ilimis of mitzuves, why are we a cheshish for a kovedaite? Suppose he cools off and he doesn't go to bed. That means he doesn't care, he's willing to give a disuve. If he doesn't care, he's willing to disuve, why should a chachamim be concerned about it? So, Neisidlo, Eloreis Holo. So it's a raya, and we see the chachamim are concerned about the fact, the possibility, that he might cool off and not come to bed. So what's wrong with that? So if we say that in the case where he comes to Bezdin and says Pesach is Asura, so maybe Chachamim are concerned in order to mafresh him Yisure. But if we say that even if he came to Bezdin would tell him she's Mutaris. So why are we concerned about his coming to Bezdin? Why should he come to Bezdin? Umayim is the Ksuvin Israel, Leisor, the Toyin Tan, and my lab, the Katoyin Tan is Pesach Peshuach. Loi, the Katoyin Tan is Dami. We are concerned because in case he has a Tan is Dami, and then he would be Nemon. Because even if we say that Pesach Peshuach is Nemon, so it's because Pesach Peshuach maybe is not a Boki, maybe he doesn't know. But Tan is Dami is certainly a Boki. He knows, I mean, so he couldn't make a mistake. So that's why the Chachamim on the Saki also in this three more people. Ilu meisav lo ksuve, mashma imo yobo, ibezdin, hoyo nemo lapsi lo ksuvoso, af al pishal eischolov, lo hoyo nemo, so the Gemara says, if you couldn't say that the Mishnah, when it says, the Chachamim on the Saki to in this three more people, so the purpose was in order to prevent a cooling off because in respect to giving of the ksuve is the payment of the ksuve, so why do we care if it cools off? So it's mashma, we don't care if it cools off, but if it doesn't cool off, so then when he comes, he's able to be mafsid the ksuve. But why should he be nemon to be mafsid the ksuve? If we are assuming that he's not Nemon or is Cholov, so why should we Nemon to be Mafsid Iksuvi? Mashmei Boli Beis Nui Nemon Mafsid Iksuvi also. Af al Pishal Eis Cholov lo ye Nemon. Mishum di Islam li Meima, di Shemo in Iboki di Pesach Posuach, di Eikne bi Ches Kaas Heter, av avo mikom okei, Ksuvoso Yitzido, af al Pishal Eis Cholov lo ye Nemon. Shuteye b'Pesach Pesuach, the Yisro Mimeimari kemomeine b'cheskas morei. So Tesis says from this Gemara, it's mashma, that even if someone is chilek on Rebbeleza's deed, Rebbeleza says, never. But even if someone is chilek on Rebbeleza's deed, that he's not Nemon, so Gabelei's whole Bible is not Nemon. But the Gabriel Apsidok Sivoso, then he would be now. Then he would be now. Why? The answer is because Ligabe Leishol Bailo, so we have our Loche of Indoro Shebero Pachas Mishnai. But there is our Loche of Shavya Mafshech Tehadisur, that relative to oneself, a person has the money like 80 relative to oneself. So you could say that's only if he can be sure of his opinion. But if he can make a mistake, then it's not shayach to say shavi nafshach techa b'yisure. So the Gabi Pesach Pesuach, we could say he's not a book. He cannot be sure. But relative to the payment of the ksuve, he doesn't have to be sure. He doesn't have to be sure. Suppose that he cannot be sure. But in order that Bezdin should be made Simomein, there is a loche that Hameitzim Chaveri Olav Arayet. So Mimele, who is the Meitzim? Who is the Meitzim? The Isha is the Meitzim of Exude. So she has the burden of proof. She has to prove it. Now, so Mimele, we could argue that in the case where the husband claims that she's not entitled to make suve, that he's not entitled to ksuva, even though there is a possibility that he makes a mistake. But the isha certainly has no proof if the husband says the contrary. So in the way, she couldn't collect the ksuva. Because she has sotesves lays down the premise that even if we are to assume that so it's not known the Israel of, so that's because we couldn't apply the aloha of Shalom Afshech to Yisure, in as much as there is a possibility that a person makes a mistake. But in regard to collecting the ksuve, even though there is a possibility that a person makes a mistake, but since he says he's not making a mistake, some mele the ishe cannot be meitzi because I'm meitzi mechaverei olavarai because the amai nafsi yuksuboson v'abes v'exveik sofi kimu boki v'pesach posuach im lab v'im timzolim v'pesach posuach have sofi beines sofi beotzen dafilishis kim beines l'nifse v'exuboso. So here we have taste for sheep. There is a shmaita discussed. I mean, some machlekes between taste and the Ramban on one hand, and the Ramban and the Rashbo on the other. Taste for sheet is that with sveksveike one could be made simon. With sveksveike one could be made simon. Could be made simon with sveksveike. In other words, even though we pass like Shmuel in Hilchin Limomen Acharov, so on the basis of Rov, one could not be Meitzimomen, but on the basis of Sveksveike, one could be Meitzimomen. So Sveksveike is better for Rov. All right, according to Jesus and Edwin, the way the Sheshmaitze explains it. So the Halacha of Hilchin Limomen Acharov only applies to a Rov Atol B'Minek, not a Rov Atol B'Teva. But that then it means that according to Teisves Sveksveike is better than Rov HaTolu B'Minek. Rov HaTolu B'Minek, so Shmuel says, we pass like Shmuel. The Tein Yochel HaRov is not good enough to be Meitzi Mamen. But Sveksveike is good enough to be Meitzi Mamen. Now, the Sheshmaitze mentions two other shittes. The shita of the Rashba in the Chubes, where the Rashba says that Sveksveike is effective in Tamor. It's not so certain that this is what the Rashba says. Maybe the Rashba is just explaining the concept of Sveksveike. It is similar to the Bill of Rav, but the Sheshmaitze assumes that the Rashba means kipshute, that Sveksveike is effective in Tavor. How is Sveksveike effective in Tavor? Because suppose you have only one Sofik. Let's say, Kibu Adi Abdushin Pchusum Basbun Shamiach. You have only one Sofik. Sofik Tachtov, Sofik Loi Tachtov. So then, is it Sofik Ashokul? So it's 50-50. Is it Sofik Ashokul? So it is 50-50. So maybe one over and above the Sofik Tachtov, Sofik Loi Tachtov, you have another Sofik, Im Tumtzoleima Tachtov, maybe Beines, so it's not 50-50. So it's 75-25. So it's 75-25. So maybe so. It's possible that what Rashba means is not that it's Mamish Rov. He's trying to explain the logic of Sveksveike. That the logic of Sveksveike operates by the same logic as the logic of Rov. In other words, what is Rov? What is the logic of Rov? Logic of Rov is probable. That doesn't mean it is absolutely certain it's like that. It can be like the Newton. So it's on the basis of probability. That's the logic of Rov. On the basis of probability. So, mele, the same probability you have in Sveksveike. because suppose you have only one Sofi Kibbalah, the Gishma Tuch Mardim Shem Le'achorot, then you have the same chances. If you have on top of that one Sofi, which makes it 50-50, another Sofi, so then, from the point of view of chances, you have 75 chances that she's Mutares and 25 chances that she's Asura. So it's again probability. So it's the same logic, but that doesn't mean that it's the same Allah. But the Shefshmaitz assumed that according to the Rashba, it's mamish like Allah. And Mimele, according to Shefshmaitz, according to the Rashba, so it depends. According to Shmuel, who says that in Hilchim Monacharov, some melein hilchim b'molein achaspek speki, and according to Rav, that hilchim b'molecharov, so hilchim achaspek speki too. Then the shita of the Ramban is spek speki. You certainly couldn't be made b'molein on the basis of spek speki. Even according to Rav, who says hilchim b'molecharov, so Rav yes, but spek speki no. So that's another shayla. What's the Allah of Spek Sveiki? Is Spek Sveiki Biur or Spek Sveiki? Is it deep? Let's say, according to the Rambam. So Spek the Reis is naturally Kulis. Spek the Reis is naturally Kulis. Certainly no Biur. I mean, that would be contradiction in itself. Sofik means Sofik. And Biur means Biur. So it's a Heta. It's always Matir. Spek the Reis. Justice in the Rabbonim, Sveike the Rabbonim is Likud. But Sofik is a plural, because we don't have to be Cheshish in any Sarabah. We can always, if there is a possibility that it's Mutal, so it can be Tilling at it. But we don't have to be cheshish. We don't have to be cheshish so far. If there is one sofik, then we are mechuyev to be cheshish. But if there are two sveikes, so then we don't have to be cheshish. So that's the shita of the Ramban. So Mele the Ramban says that on the basis of sveikes, we cannot be mitzvah. Even according to Rav, because. The only heter of Spek Sveiki is not with Ambil. It's indeed. We don't have to be Cheshish in Spek Sveiki. So, but Mome, if it's not a Vadai, we cannot be made see Mome. Whereas according to Teisves, so even according to Shmuel, who says, that Nilchim Mome Harov, but a Spek Sveiki we do go, because Rov is not enough of a Biro to be made simone. But Svek Sveike is enough of a bill to be made simone. So Tehil says the Kashi. Because Tamay Matsu Yuxuboso, Vaabe Svek Sveike, Sofi Kimu Boki Pesach Pesuach, I'm intensely discussing it according to the Havamim of the Gemara, not Alibi the Emes, because Alibi the Emes, so Rabbi Lezer says that Nemon is Rolof, so we are not doubting the fact that he's a book. But according to the Habamim, that Toyinah Pesach Pesach Matzosi is not Nemolei Yisrael. Why not? Because he might not be Boki. He might make a mistake. So Memele, so how can we say that even assuming that a Nemolei Yisrael, but he's still Nemon, to pattern himself from the Ksuve, but since he's not known racehorse, so that means that there is a possibility that he's making a mistake. Not that he's intentionally lying, that's not. But that he's bona fide lying, not intentionally, but a honestly lying. I mean, he's not telling the truth. So, because he's making a mistake. So, one suffix is maybe he's not brought to the Pesach. He's making a mistake. Being Tintzoleima, that he is Boki, he's not making a mistake. So what does he know? He's not making a mistake. That she was in me, she was Mizane, but he doesn't know whether Venus of Watson, maybe it was Venus. Being Tintzoleima Pesach Pesach Chave, so Venus of Watson, that fallacious king, Venus, Lenifsidix of Osso, that goes without saying. That very woman is Mizane Beines, so then she's entitled to collect the Ksuve, even if she's very skin. Is a skin, yes, divorce. Is a skin, yes, divorce. But as far as the Ksuve is concerned, so what if he has to divorce? But she's entitled to the Ksuve. If he's divorced, so then she's an universal das, so she loses the Ksuve. But if it's Beines, so he has to be, so she doesn't lose the Ksuve. So Mele, he should be able to collect on the basis of sex rate. So how does Thesis know that on the basis of sex rate, so one can be made to money? Though he come on Galim Sharistan in an asti, who ain't a lake, he'll actually ask him and ask, we owe your mech, we make a toys. So, in other words, there's an argument between him and her. So, he says that you are Mizane actually arrested. So, Mele, you're not entitled to the Ksuvi. And she says, I was Nenes, after years. Some Mele, so I am entitled to Iksuv. It's Nichstach for Sadeo. It's coming to stand and ask the way in the Tetras and ask for your Mechmikatoyes. So we have the Machlekes, the Fidbeis in the Mishneh between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, the Fidim in the Mishneh, the Fidim on the Dalet. And then on top, he marries Mukin. No, I mean that you base on the base. Hanesis Shavlimatulin, he marries Misharastanin and Asti. So Mele, I'm entitled to Xube, Mistah Sudeo. Vuay Malik actually Rastich, for your mechrimekartoes. So then we have a machlake to Rabbi Chandra Blazer when he says actually Rastich Menast. That means that she was a bully at the time. At the time of the years. So then it's a mekachtoes. So the machleik is between Rabbi Yechem and Rabbi Lezer. What does it mean? It's a mekachtoes in respect to the whole Ksuve, or it's a mekachtoes in respect to Messiah Ksuve? Because Ksuve is entitled to Messiah, and here he wrote in the Ksuve Messiah because he thought she was a Ksuve. But if it turns out that she was not a Ksuve, that actually Nelson and so maybe she's not entitled to Messiah, not entitled to Messiah, but in Mono she's entitled, that's Rabbi Yechon. And the Blazer says no, that if Noso becheskas Ksuve of the Nimtzis Beulo, then she's not entitled to any Ksuve. So he came and stand master in the class to ask him, not in the Kratoyes, he can only first come in the Kratoyes Messiah. Aval mono Yisro, Alme Mishum Beisimon, Aves Vexvike, Lui Mafsido. So we see that, so one Mandoma says, that's Rabbi Yechanan, that when we says, actually, I asked the Hanans, so then it means he doesn't have to pay Messiah, but in Mono he has to pay, because even if it was Misher a Kedim Shenelson and so Mimele, he still has to pay her a Mono. Alma Mishum Deisim on Abba Svek Sveke Loi Mifsede the Sofi Kiddush and it's also Sofik Achash and it's also Vim Tinsleim Achash and it's also Ema Beine Sabe the Yamra that through the Svek Sveke Mifsede Amma Yisle Atulum Ono. So the Gemara says according to Rabbi Yechanan, so in the case of Huaymeir, that Kedem she Nisalso is Nenson, so he merges as Tanenastir, Nistachos Adeo, Vuemeloi Kelachali Rastir, Voyomekri Mekartoes, so Ram Gamliel, Virab Lezer, Imrim, Eman Emenes. And Rabbi Yeshua says, he's not Nemenes. Alma Mishum, Ibei Simone Aves, Vex Veike, is when Nifside, the Sofikirim Shinisaoso, Sofikar Shinisaoso, Fintim Tlema Acha Shinisaoso, Ema Beine Sabe. The Amret Hafil Bispex, Veike Nifside, Ama Yisra Aflamona, so why does Rabbi Yechanan say, that she has a mono, she shouldn't be entitled to collectively mono, because maybe she was Mizane Berotzen, maybe she was Mizane Berotzen Lachash and Isalso, so maybe she's not entitled to anything. So it's a raya that we don't have to be cheshish, because on the basis of two sveikes, we have to say she was not Mizane Birotzen Lachash in his house. Die Amret, Atul Bistekzik Mitzvah, Ma Yisla Atul Mono. So it's a raya that we don't have to be Cheshit. Maybe she was Mizane Birotzen Lachash in his house. So then she is not entitled to anything. Because on the basis of two sveikes, we are sure that at least she was not zinso berotzen lachashenisas. So it's a raya that on basis of sex veike. So it can be mitzimone, because if we are going to assume that on the basis of sex veike we cannot be mitzimone, so then, why does Rabbi Yechanan say that in this case, so mimonefshach, she is entitled to mono, why should she be entitled to mono? In this case, the Yishleimad lechoshiv svek sveiki kai gavne some mele de kashi is, why does the Gemara say imply here that even if we don't agree with the blessed deeds or in the pesach pesuach, but just nemeleis holov, so it's not nemeleis holov, but it still would be nemon lapsi duksivoso, it still would be nemon to mafsik suvoso, because of the possibility maybe he's not making a mistake, but on the basis of svek sveike, she should be entitled to collect the ksuve. V'yeshleima lechoshiv svek sveike kai gavne mishum dai. Now the thesis Yishenin points out here. This is in Brits out there that from this day we see smashma. That this thesis holds that Svek Sveike is effective even if it's not the Sabbath. Because the thesis Yishin says, the Ishmi Froshim, the Ochel Echosh of Svek Sveike, the Yechin Lisapech, Lema Bereshe, Sofit Beines of Yosef. Vintin Tzalein Haberotzen, so then, it's not Shayak, because Vintin Tzalein Haberotzen, so that, then of course he has to pay. So how is there a Svek Sveike? How does Tesis say that there is a Svek Sveike? So it's arrived from this Tesis that our Tesis here is chilek on that cloud, that it has to be Misap. So the Allah of Misap is not in the Roposhet. It's always true, the Shach in Taruves, in Simon Koftes, mentions that as a klal, but it's a machlekes, it's stolen a machlekes rishen. So anyway, so Tesis Kashi is, why does the Gemara say here that ilimeisiv loksuve, so that if he comes for the purpose of being matzidik suve, so even if we assume that he's not nemeleisholov, he would still be able to be matzidik suve. Be matzidik suve, why should he be able to be matzidik? Why? Because of the possibility, maybe he's not a boki. Maybe he's not a boki, but on the basis of Sveksveke, he cannot be matzi, but on the basis of Sveksveke, he should be able to be matzi more. Yishleima, lichosh if Sveksveke kai gavne, mishum dehai Sveke shema beine soyo, lichosh if Sveke gmuve, lemeis af loksuve, deima, kidim shinisal sonen so. In other words, Sveksveke is only shayach if it is a case where you can just be matir on the basis of two assumed premises. Let's say, not kibul avir gedushin pusim bas gemushonim, but kibul avir gedushin lacha gemushonim mechot, and the nation's Israel. So then on the basis of two possibilities, she's Materis. One possibility is maybe Prosbeinus, so regardless when it took place, so Beinus, she's Materis, and the other possibility is maybe Loitachton. Mashein came, if it's a case where one assumed alternative is not enough, but you have to assume two things, so then it's not a real Sveksveik, because in order, the way it's explained, this Tesis is, in order, the way the Shach in Tilchas Taruves explains all these clothing of Sveksveik is on the basis of a very simple concept. In other words, in order that Sveksveik should be effective, so each Sveksveik by itself has to be Sofik Hashok, has to be a 50-50 Sofik. But suppose one Sofik is a 50-50 Sofik, but the other Sofik is not a 50-50 Sofik, so then is no Sofik. As a matter of fact, many of the Achrenim discuss, according to the Rashba Shite, that Sveksveik is Mitam Rov. Again, that's Tolu in the Pshat in the Rashba. So the Sveksveik is Mitam Rov. So why do we mention such a prerequisite that in order to be an effective Sveksveik, so each Sofik has to be Sofik HaShok, a 50-50 Sofik. But if suppose one Sofik is a Sofik HaShok and the other Sofik is not a Sofik HaShok, you also have Rov, because as long as one Sofik is a Sofik HaShok, so on the basis of one Sofik only, even without the other Sofik, you would have 50-50. Then you have another Sofik. So even if the other Sofik is 99-1, so you already have a Rov. So you just have to be mitzarei the one chance to the 50, and you have 51 against 49. It's a very simple cheshbon. In other words, if we explain the Rashba on the basis of Rov, but if we are to explain the Rashba, but if we are to explain the Rashba not on the basis of Rov, but in other words, the Rashba is just explaining the logic of Sveksveike, that it's on the basis of probability. So Rov is on the basis, the logic of Rov. Of course, Rov is Rov, even the building of Rov. Alright? So it's Exeros HaKosuv. The Rov is a Mivah. You want to understand it without your logic. So, probability, fine. So, Mimele, but it's not Rov Mamish. If the Rashba only means that the logic of Rov is based upon the concept of probability. I'm sorry, the logic of Sveksveike is based upon the concept of probability, just as the logic of love is based upon the concept of probability. But a probability doesn't mean that there is a chance across of 51 chances against 49, so that is effective. Why 50? I mean 51, even 50.1, or 50 if you want to be very mathematical, so you say 50.00001, and you can put a 100 decimal places if you want to be very exact and very mathematical. I mean, but the Rajva doesn't mean that. The Rajva means that the logic of Svekshveike is the concept of probability. But probability is not something that is to be determined just as in mashu above 50%. Probability also has certain degrees. Some melee. So it is the kind of probability not of 51 against 45, against 49, but it's 75. In other words, only if each sophic in the Svekshveike is a sophic ashoto. So melee, that kind of probability is effective. So melee, but anyway, this is the pshat, this is the cloud that the Shach mentions in Kloli Svekshveike. In Kloli Svekshveike. Now, I'm not going to suggest to you, I mean, that you should go over in Simen Kufyud Aleph all the Kloli Svekshveike of the Shach, it's Yam. But if you do learn your day at Haruves, then you should go over all the Kloli Svekshveike of the Shach in Simen Kufyud Aleph. So Mele, this thing says, "Be ye shlimad lechoshiv Svekshveike kai gavne mishum dhai Svekhe shemo beine soyo lechoshiv Svekhe gmure limeis avloksuve deima kedem shenisaoso nenso." In other words, if we say, as the Shach says, that in order that Svekshveike should be effective, so each sophic of the two sphikas has to be sophic ashoko, has to represent a 50-50 sophic, not a 40-60 sophic, but a 50-50 sophic, a 50-50 sophic. So melee, in the case of Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, not Kibul Odi Yogdushin Purusam Basgim Ushon Leachot, then each sophic represents a sophic ashoko of 50-50. Because the sophic of Shemo Beines is a 50-50. And the sophic Shemo Loi Tachtov is a 50-50 by itself. So when two 50-50s fakes are combined, so that kind of Svekshveike is effective. Mashenkin here, one of the Svekhes is Shemo Beines Oyo. So Memele, so she does, Memele, she has to get a Ksuve? No! Because just it's not a 50-50 Sophic. Because even if we say that Shemo Beines Oyo, but suppose Beines Oyo, but Kirim she is also, then she's not entitled to Ksuve. So in other words, you have to assume Shemo Beines Oyo and not Kirim she is also, but Lara she is also. So how is it a 50-50 Sophic? So this Sophic is not a 50-50 Sophic. She's not a Sophic Ashoko. So Mele is not a good Svekshveike. In order to be a Svekshveike, then each Sophic itself has to be a 50-50 Sophic. וישלים לחושי ספיק, אגב נמשבי ספיק, כשם בינס, הויו לחושי ספיק, מורה, למי סבלו, כסובה דעים, הרקידים שניסה על סונן, סו, והשתה עושה שעפי עוד את ממס ניסן, כי אם ארס מוקסי צני, והוא אימא לא יקל את רוס עשי אישה, וכל הרב ישוע שאין נמנס, ומפסדס, כסובו סו, אילי רבי יחנה מונו, אילי רב לזב לקום, ואף על גב דהבה ספקסויקה, סופיק מוקסי, זו יש לו כסובה, רפון כפלוי נתו זה סיש, אם אתה אחת נהם סבסטאב זה די יש לו כסובה, אבל ודאי, סופיק בעינס לחושב סופיק, Why not? Because in order to be an effective sefik, each sefik by itself has to be sefik hashor. But when you have to assume in one sefik two things, not one thing, then that one sefik is not a sefik hashor. Veidin Rabbi Yitzchok, the mukaseis loishriach. I mean, that's in regard to the other gemara. Of females, Mukitsisani, Vuem Alekatus, Sishat, the other Amun Kurnamech Futemach, Ten Haina Limitram Gamliel, Aval Rabbi Yeshuash, Maminole, the Leslie, Time of the Mechveten, the Koma Hosom, Hershes, the Shete, Yeshlem, Tanit Sulim, Vaine, Mishunisfirle, the Chvotele Shriche. Now, before we proceed with other tastes, so I would like to discuss in Machlekes Rishonim. I mean, most Rishonim agree with the Shite that this halacha, the Torim Pesach Patzuach Matzosi, Nemo Leisrolov, in the case of Ishes Kehen, or in the case of Ishes Yisroel, Kiblo Biyog Dushin Pchusom Baskimu Shonim Mechod, that is only shayach if the husband says Pesach Pesuach Motzosi, and the wife contradicts him, and the wife says Loi Pesach Pesuach Motzosi, El Pesach Sosu Motzosi. In other words, she tells him, she confronts him, and she says, "You are lying." So then, and so he's in a position to contradict her. She says to him, "You are lying." So she says, "I'm not lying." So then he's Nemo Leisrola. In the case of Eishiskeya or Eishisroel, she keep all the Yerushim, put some Basgimu Shanim now. But suppose the husband says, Pesach Pesuach Motzosi, by Eishiskeya. And the wife doesn't contradict him. So she says to him, "Yes, it's true, but I was Mizane before the Gdush." So then, even by Ishiskei, and most of the Shem say, even by Ishiskei, she's Muteres, because he cannot contradict her. How can he say, "After the Gdush, you're Mizane"? That's not for him to determine. So, when do we say, Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi? So is Nemele Yisholo by Yisheskeyen or by Yisrael to Rabbi Yudushkot HaRishonim if she contradicts it, where it's a case of Bori Ubori. The Ramban says, or a case of where she's Shisekes. She's Shisekes, she doesn't say anything. She doesn't say a thing. She's Shisekes. So then is Nemele Yisholo. The Ramban is Shisekes also. But suppose she agrees with him that Pesach Pesuach Motzah, but she explains it because she was Mizana before the Kedushin, then she is Muteres. There are some Rishonim, that's the Shita of most Rishonim, there are some Rishonim who say that Aloche Aveina Pesach Pesuach Motzosi Nemo Leisrol Veshitzkeim Veshitzroel Kibur Adiktish Pesach Rishonim Meachot is even in the case where she contradicts him, and I'm sorry, even the case where she doesn't contradict him, but she explains it and says the Zonisi Kedim Oyeres, but most Rishonim say no. Right, now my love the Kotoin Tainis Pesach Pesuach nearly forage the Kosork Daitoch the Bintainis Domin Lekel Imeichash Leakur Daite the Chivin Leket Dam Libe Neitfe the Chivin Leket Dam Libe Neitfe Vein Miskare Avo Bi Pesach Pesuach Pesach Pesuach Ikel Imeichash Hemo Yiskare. So in other words, what about the thesis here? But Tesis, the Gemara, Tesis was bothered by the Havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ram Tia Tsun Shah dealing with the Indian Hamshale, my time Shaman could die to my own examination law. El Lay Solo with the coin, tiny mile out of the tongue, tiny to the slack. Lloyd got tongue, tiny to the slack. The question is, why did the Maxim assume, take it for granted, that is the coin, tiny space of a slack? It's a thousand seldom, no. But why did the Maxim insist at first that the Mishnah's reference to Toyin Tainis special Pesuach? So Tesis explains it. Because if it's Tainis Domin, so why should, so he shouldn't be Cheshes maybe Hulkulov? Because if he didn't find any Dam, then the Baal himself is convinced that she's not Iksul. And he doesn't have any doubt in his mind, so in no probability he will not Kulov, even if he waits a few days. But in the case where the time is Pesach Pesuach, since there is a possibility that he might make a mistake, even though he doesn't think he makes a mistake, but then, so we have to be Cheshesh, maybe Okulov. Maybe Okulov. I mean, this takes verse involves a psychological sphere, a psychological insight. I mean, why does Stasis say, nearly forged the Kosalk Daito of the Betainan's domain, Leke Limechash, Lakura Daite, the hidden the Leke Dam, Libinate Vedemiskare, Avali Pesach Pesuach, Ikele Mechash Amiskare. So the question is this, Monefshach, is he convinced that he found the Pesach Pesuach? Or he's not convinced, he just has a vague impression. So, if he's convinced, and in the case where he's convinced, let's say in Tainis Domim, according to the Makshe, so then we shouldn't anticipate the possibility of cooling off. Why should he cool off? If he's convinced, he will not cool off. So when should we anticipate the possibility of cooling off if he's not convinced? So why should we say that he's not convinced? After all, Bezn asks him, are you sure or you just think, you suspect? So of course, if he'll say, I'm afraid, I suspect, then even Rav Lezer will not say Nemalesol. It's because if he himself is not sure. So when does Rav Lezer say Nemele Yisraelov? If when Bezn asks him, are you 100% sure? So then he answers, yes, I'm 100% sure. No doubt. No iota of doubt. So why do we say that the Chachomim think that he's not convinced? He's not convinced. So what's the pshat in Tesis? But there is a very important psychological insight. The Rambam says there is a tshuva perik beis halacha beis umayi atshuva ushiyazif achiti hatoy viyosirei mimachshavtei viyigma belibei shelo yasei oeid shenema yazif rosh darak vichin yisnachim al shova shenema ki achrei shuvi nechamti viyoid olav yidea talumeis shelo yoshuf loze achet leilom שנאמר ולנאמר דלקינו אלהינו למעש ידינו. So the question is, the Rambam mentions what tshuva is. So tshuva consists of the things that the chete has to do. It certainly could not have reference to the things that the Rebbeinu Shalom will do. So why does the Rambam say? So התיקון. מהי התשובה הוא שיעזב אחרי תחתוי ויסיר עם מחשבתי ויגמע בליבי שלא יעשה יועד שנמה יעזב ראש דאקי וכן יסנח עם הלשובה שנמה כך ישוב ונחם. That we understand. יעזב אחרי תחתוי. That's something that he has to do. To abandon the sin. יסיר עם מחשבתי. To push it out from his mind. He shouldn't even think about it. ויגמר בליבי שלא יעשה יועד, you understand? וכן יסנח מהלשובה, you understand? All these are ingredients in what the chete has to do. But then the yoder of Yerit HaLumeis. It's another ingredient that the chete has to do. That the Rebbeinu Shalom should testify that he will never again do that act. Is that something that he has to do? The Rebbeinu Shalom should testify. Of course, if the truth is God, Shmai is Galye, that he'll never again revert to the same Avere, so of course the Rebbeinu Shalom testify, and if it's Klapi Shmai Galye that he will do it again, so the Rebbeinu Shalom will not testify on his behalf. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. How is it that the Rambam says the Yoidol of Yidea Talume Yishol Yoshev Ozeh Achet Leim? Well, there is a very simple answer. Now, in Chicago, I say in Chicago, because in New York, fortunately or unfortunately, I was never involved in asking boys, why didn't you come to the meeting, why didn't you come to the Seder, why didn't you learn, why didn't you do this? I was never involved, fortunately or unfortunately, I think it's fortunately. But anyway, I was never involved in these things. But in Chicago, again, fortunately or unfortunately, so I was involved. So many times I asked the boy, you never come to the Seder, you never come, he'll never come to the minyan. So he said, Rabbi, I'll try my best. So I knew already, he'll never come again. So I'll try my best. I knew, I mean, this kind of an answer. And if the boy says, I'll try, I understand, I try, you're right, I still had great doubts. So if he said, I'll try my best, I knew that in all probability he will not come. But if he said, I'll try, so then I had a topic. Anyway, but sometimes when I told the boy, you learn nothing, you're wasting your time, and he said, I promise you, you will never call me again. So then I knew, he'll do it. Because there is such a thing as a prayer hofshis. So if a person decides to do something, then he'll do it. He has a prayer hofshis, all right? But if he decides to mend his ways, so then he'll do it. Habol Yisayeh Misayim, he says, so the Rebbeinu Shalom will help him to do it. He shouldn't be any mechshel. But sometimes the person decides, he'll try his best, do this, do that, so then there'll be all kinds of frustrations and all kinds of minyas. So in other words, the Rambam explains Kabbalah Lahabe. What does it mean, Kabbalah Lahabe? What does it mean, Kabbalah Lahabe? Today you have so many Bari Tshuvas, but many are, unfortunately, many of the Bari Tshuvas, yes, they throw it over, yes, but no real Kabbalah Lahabe. They all write, you see, I mean, they are Bari Tshuvas, and then they revert back, and all kinds of problems. Why? Because there is no real Kabbalah Lahabe. So, in order to know whether a person is really Mikabla Abe, so that we have to see the degree of his certainty. If he is convinced in himself, if he says, Mikabla Abe, I'll be a good person, I'll do mitzvahs, I won't do averes, I won't eat rape. But if he says, I'll try. So then, that's not real Kabbalah. I'm not saying that it's no Kabbalah, but it's not Kabbalah Bishleimus. In order to have Kabbalah Bishleimus, then he has to be so convinced that he'll never again revert to the Avere, that he'll tell everybody, you can be sure you'll never have to talk to me again. So this is what Rambam says. וכן נסנחים על שעובר שנמרח כאחר שוב נחמתי Yoidol of Yidea Talmud, he doesn't mean the Rebbeinu Sholem. It's something to him, the Rebbeinu Sholem. It'll be made as part of the Rebbeinu Sholem. If the fact is that he'll never revert again, so the Rebbeinu Sholem will be made. So the Rambam has to say it as to what he has to do. He says, Yoidol of, he should declare the Rebbeinu Sholem as an aid. He should tell the Rebbeinu Sholem, you are an aid that I'll never again revert again. And he should mean it, not just the lip service. So then, that's Kabbalah. So in other words, this is not only true of tshuva or other things. Sometimes you ask a certain person, a shayla. If there's a certain person, a shayla. Let's say even if you ask your Rabbi Shaila, and if the Rav is convinced of the psak, if the Rav is convinced himself of the psak, then you'll see from the way he explains the psak that he's convinced the psak. But if he's not 100% sure, so you'll see from the way he explains the psak that he himself is not convinced of the psak. But he might deceive himself. He'll rationalize. So here too, Taser says, "My love, the katoin tainis pesa pesuach." So Gemara says, "Loi the katoin tainis." But the Makshin said, "No, the Mishneh couldn't mean that the Chachomim were concerned about the taina of domin, because as far as the taina of domin is concerned, so that is something the person couldn't rationalize. He couldn't for himself. I mean, unless he's not of sound mind. If he can imagine things, but if he's normal and of sound mind, how could he imagine, conjure up that he didn't see Dam when he saw Dam? Mashenkin ligabei Pesach Pesuach. So too, it's not that we are cheshed him, maybe he's lying. We're not cheshed him and he's lying. One of Shach, if we are cheshed him, maybe he's lying, so then Rabbi Lezer wouldn't say Nemole Yisrael. Because suppose Bezn asks him, are you sure or you are? Are you 100% sure, or you're only 90% sure? And you'll say, I'm 90% sure. I'm 99% sure. So then, you'll not be a sur. Then it's not Shabbat Nafshat Tzichav Yisur. Shabbat Nafshat Yisur means he's 100% sure, not 99, but 100% sure. So only if, when Bezn asks him, are you 100% sure, or 99% sure, he says 100% sure. So, is Nemalais all of someone of Shach? So how can we say maybe he'll be Mechash Lakura Daite? The answer is no. True. He says I'm 100% sure. But that's his rationalization. In the depth, in his unconscious, he's not 100% sure. But he's deceiving himself. He's deceiving himself. Some maybe he tells, not that he's lying to Bezn. He's not lying to Bezn. He's not lying. He thinks that he is 100% sure. But that's his manipulation, that's his tricks. Actually, he's not very convinced. He's not very convinced. Some maybe we can be cheshish, according to the Makshin, we can be cheshish lakura daite. But if it's a tiny domain, we shouldn't be cheshish lakura daite. But if it's tiny special pasuach, even though consciously he's sure, but in his unconscious he's not sure about it. Some mele, since in his unconscious he's not sure, so maybe we can be cheshish lakura daite. And the Tarsus says now that even when he's 100% convinced, there is still a possibility of lakura daite. Nemo lav shidok tzivosa, emeri, Shmuel made a shop here, the Nemon Lei Scholar. Urat Sidok Sub, Ud Nemon Lei Scholar. Urat Sidok Suboso Yitzrich Lei. So he says that Shmuel, that Shmuel is made to the Dean of Rablezer, that is Nemon Lei Scholar. So why does Shmuel have to say, but Shmuel's chiddush is that not only is he Nemon Leis Cholov, but he is also Nemon Latsurik Zvosa. The Loi Teimed Loi Nemon. Afal Gav Dikom Levi Pesach Pesuach. The name Ed Mezit Mishake Latsurik Zvosa. Fir Blezan Am Memotzi Sova Di Nemon Latsido. Vinokat Leis Cholde Rebuse. Di Kolchkin Di Nemon Latsurik Zvosa. Kimuchach Asuge Gliel. So Tesis mentions here 2 points. One point is that Shmuel is made to Rablezer, that he's Nemalei Yisrof. And that goes without saying that he's Nemalei Yisrof. But what is necessary for Shmuel to point out that he is even Nemon Latsidok Sevoso. And relative to Ksuve, so Shmuel says that he is Nemon to be Matsid Ksuve only because Ksuve is Midrabonon. But so, hey Momru, vei Momru, Mashain Kain if Ksuve, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Ksuve is the Raise, then he wouldn't be Nemon Latsidok Sevoso. He wouldn't be Nemon Latsidok Sevoso, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Even though Leishro is Nemon, and Leishro is certainly the Reis, it's not an Isra Abon. So why is it that Ligabi Ksuve, if we say Ksuve is the Reis, so we can't say Hey Momru, Vei Momru, so then he's not Nemon Lafsid Ksuvoso. And Ligabi Leishro Bailo, which is certainly the Reis, according to everybody, so there is Nemon Leishro of, even though it's the Reis, very simple, because Ligabi Leisholov is based upon the aloche of Shavya Mashiach Tichavi Yisure. So Shavya Mashiach Tichavi Yisure, we do not have to consider whether he's lying or he's not lying, because that's exactly what Akosu. That relative to oneself, a person has the monist like alien, unless Bez knows that he's lying. That's a Shayach. But if Bez doesn't know for sure that he's lying, then there's a loch of Shavi Nafshi Tehri Surah, that relative to oneself, he's never like Edim. So Mimele, true, there is a possibility maybe he's lying. So what? But relative to himself, we don't consider that possibility maybe he's lying. But relative to the collection of the Ksuge, Bezna certainly has to consider the possibility maybe he's lying. So that's why Shmuel had to mention that chiddush, that even relative to the collection of the ksuve, so he's still nemon liafsido ksuvoso. Why? Because ksuve is nabaron. But according to Shimon Gamliel, ksuve the raisa seinu chanamen. He's not nemon because hameitzim chaveire olavaraye. So he has to prove it. Mimele, just because he So he says, I don't mean because, so relative to the Latsidok Suboso, no, I shouldn't mention that Mitzvah Havel Rai. Avol Latsidok Suboso, Yisrael Ashmin, and Loi Teimed Li in Emon, Afal Gav Di Komlei, Bi Pesach Pesuach, the name may be Mezit Mishake Latsidok Suboso, and even though, so the name may be Mezit Mishake Latsidok Suboso, and even though Hameitzi Mechabere is all of Araya in the country, so Hameitzi Mechabere all of Araya, so why shouldn't he be Nemon to not to let the issue correct after all she is the Macy?